of course, there are times people come to you and want to be on your podcast or come to me and want to partner with us at Boss Beauties. But a lot of times, you know, we have to just put ourselves out there, go for it. There's a lot of rejection, a lot of no's. I love this quote, and I've heard it a lot from different people, where people say no might mean not right now, right? Not right now. Maybe that no will turn into a yes later, and you can't be afraid to go for it.
Hello, and welcome back to the Women of Web3 podcast. I'm Lauren Ingram, and I'm the founder of Women of Web3. We're a community and a consultancy, and we've been educating thousands of women about Web3 and sharing jobs, events, and learning resources like this podcast. In every episode, I'll be interviewing an incredible leader about their learnings. We start off by breaking down the Web3 jargon, then we head deeper down the rabbit hole. Please do subscribe and give us a rating. It really helps more people find the podcast. I'm really excited to be back for season four of the Women of Web3 podcast. You might have noticed in your podcast app, we've had a whole shiny new rebrand. This is because we're growing up now, and at Women of Web3, we work with so many amazing brands like Chanel and Amazon and VaynerMedia. Most recently, we partnered with Google for our International Women's Day event. We're this global community and company now, and our brand identity needs to be able to operate at that level while still reflecting our values that we want to make the next iteration of the internet accessible to everyone. So do go and have a dig around on our new website. We're still on womenofweb3.co, or go and check out our channels at womenofweb3co. Let me know what you think. Now, to kick off this season, we've got a really special guest who's been mentioned several times, I think, on here, and that's Lisa Mayer. She's the founder of Boss Beauties. She's one of the first female leaders I really came across in the Web3 space, and I was genuinely really inspired by what she was doing, especially because I knew she had a young baby. I was going through the same thing at the same time, and I knew how hard it is to juggle a business and a baby. Lisa's career trajectory has been super impressive. She previously started My Social Canvas to inspire young women. She was also selected as a change maker at Michelle Obama's White House State of Women Summit. Like, how cool is that? Come on. And later she went on to start Boss Beauties in 2021 with her husband. So it's started out initially as an NFT project with like amazing success. They've now grown into, I would still say, one of the most successful media and entertainment brands in Web3. And since launch, they've achieved some amazing, amazing things. Like, they've gained funding from Serena Ventures, that's the fund from Serena Williams. They've acquired MyBFF, come on, like, this is one of, you know, our favorite NFT projects in the space. And they've partnered with Barbie, with Hugo Boss. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to hear all of the behind the scenes view. So without further ado, here's Lisa. Thanks so much for joining the show, Lisa. Do you want to start off by saying a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, Lauren. I'm really excited that we get to chat today. I'm thinking of it almost as my morning coffee over here. So I am Lisa Mayer. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Boss Beauties. We started in September of 2021. It was not, I have to say, the most ideal time to start Boss Beauties with a three-month-old baby. But that's just how much I believed in the future of Web3 and emerging technologies, and really the tech behind this space. So I'm super passionate about that. But Boss Beauties, as it's evolved and grown, we're really, you know, a media and entertainment brand that has grown out of our roots in Web3. And we're on a mission to elevate and inspire the next generation of women and women and girls everywhere to be everything that they can be through content, entertainment, and technology.
Awesome. And actually, it feels like that's a red thread throughout your career, is inspiring the next generation. I found it genuinely inspiring when I entered the Web3 space, the fact that your Boss Beauty, your personal one that you have as your, even your, like, your Twitter avatar, is of you with a baby in a baby carrier on your front. And this is when I had a young baby as well, and was also kind of feeling overwhelmed with the Web3 space. And I was like, yes, this woman gets it. And just like, just seeing a sort of somebody else going through the same challenges of, like, you know, the overwhelm of Web3 and the overwhelm of new parenthood. And she's getting through this and going and inspiring other women. And I just thought that was awesome.
Oh my gosh, that means so much to me.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. It was part of the artwork, but I'm looking at it because I have some of our Boss Beauties artwork up here, and I have my PFP in the room. You can't see it, but it really felt very special to me. Like, the symbolism behind it really was important to me. So I'm really glad that that touched you and inspired you, and, you know, especially building what you've been building and all the work you've done with also having a young baby too. So
your career so far seems like it's been at that intersection of inspiring the next generation combined with social media and IP. So Would you mind telling me a bit about your career so far and what's kind of influenced your decisions at each stage?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love how you articulated that too. You mentioned kind of the common thread. Obviously, starting Boss Beauties with our roots in Web3 and emerging tech. Before that, you know, I was building a company that at its core was all about elevating and mentoring the next generation of women and girls. And you know, the common thread throughout it, as you mentioned, has really been about inspiring and, you know, elevating and mentoring women and girls. That's really what gets me out of bed every morning. Of course, now doing that through Web3 and the purpose behind Boss Beauties is very similar to the work I was doing for the last decade. I had built a company hosting these mentorship events in New York City. And I mean, this was a small thing at first, you know, I would just call up different designers in fashion, different tech companies, you know, Hearst, Elle Magazine, I mean, and set up these job shadow days and mentorship events where we would bring women and girls behind the scenes to different companies and they'd get to meet role models and mentors that they really looked up to, right? And from there, it really grew and took off. We were able to reach thousands of women and girls all over the world. We started a virtual mentorship internship program. It was kind of a hybrid of both. And so we brought them to Apple. You know, we'd go into different Apple stores and meet with women that are in technology, women in coding and computer science. We'd bring women behind the scenes to Fashion Week. I mean, you and I both know going to Fashion Week, it sounds exciting. It can be really fun. But I think the core behind it was making it educational, where they could meet designers and meet women in the fashion industry and learn about a lot of the grit and hard work and resilience it took to get to that role and hear about their career journeys. So again, at the core, it was all about mentorship and really inspiring the next generation and reminding women and girls that they can do it, right? Seeing other women that have done it and gone before them.
That's really cool. And I completely agree because traditional education hasn't generally been great at providing those role models or really telling young people what to expect from the real working world. I mean, that was actually kind of why I started my previous side hustle and podcast, Powersuit Social and Powersuit Podcast, was because I wanted to be able to sort of spotlight these incredible people across the creative industries, ask them how they got to, where they got to, because, yeah, unless you're very lucky, you don't necessarily come across that stuff when you're at school and then into university. Yeah, I really see the need for that. In fact, I think me and you should stay in touch about that kind of mentorship angle as well, because that's something that we want to sort of do a lot more of with Women of Web3 in terms of partly inspiring and training up that next generation. But I suppose with working with like every level of women, of like no matter how senior or junior you are in this space or not having entered this space, everyone needs access to that stuff.
I love that. It sounds a little bit crazy, but sometimes just going into that office and feeling like you're there and seeing yourself in that space, like we've brought women and girls down to the New York Stock Exchange. Even if they don't want to go into finance or work in that industry, just being down there and being around so many powerful and inspiring women, right? CNBC is down on the floor. You know, one of the first women that was in the financial industry, you know, there's an iconic room that honors her. I mean, just being in those rooms and also having access to meet those women and network with them. And later, you know, they might be able to jump on a call with them or, you know, have their email to be able to connect with them or find an internship opportunity. So I think that's one of the key things too.
At Boss Beauties, you had the first ever digital collectible at the New York Stock Exchange, which is pretty amazing. In fact, you've done so much amazing stuff in about 2.5 years. We were chatting beforehand about kind of how old our respective toddlers are and our businesses aren't that much older or that much different, I suppose. I mean, so in that time, Boss Beauties has gained funding from Serena Ventures, the fund created by Serena Williams. You are now releasing a book. You've been in the New York Stock Exchange. You've literally done so much in a short time and you've acquired BFF. Will you take me back to the start of, you mentioned starting Boss Beauties. What's been the kind of evolution or the story so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll take you back a little bit to, I know you know the story, but in case people that are listening don't know the story, again, started Boss Beauties in the fall of 2021. I saw everything that was happening in the Web3 space and just how quickly the space was growing. And I kind of thought, okay, if they can get into this space, why can't I, right? And to be honest, I was really overwhelmed at first. I did not know much about Web3, you know, and it was something where I was a little scared to get into it, but decided to kind of take that plunge. And that's how much I believed in the technology in Web3, right? Like the core technologies and the reasons that we're all here. So started Boss Beauties in September of 2021. And really one of my goals was to bring Boss Beauties and Web3 out there to reach women and girls that were not already in the space. And I know a lot of people say that and are doing great work. And so many incredible people are doing that work to bring Web3 out there to the world, right? One of the ways that I wanted to do it was through partnering with companies and brands and institutions that are well-known outside of the industry, outside of the Web3 space. So you mentioned, you know, the New York Stock Exchange. That was one of the first things that we did, is reached out to the New York Stock Exchange and just proposed that our artwork would be on display in the iconic New York Stock Exchange, right? And I didn't know what would happen. I mean, I thought they're probably going to say no. My company just started. It's not like we're an established brand that's been around for years. But I really spoke about the mission behind Boss Beauties and what we're trying to do. And surprisingly, they're like, let's do it. So that's been a huge honor to see our artwork on display at the New York Stock Exchange. It's actually on the sixth floor of the exchange, right near the boardroom that honors the very first woman to ever have a seat on the New York Stock Exchange, Muriel Siebert. And Muriel joined the Stock Exchange when there were, I think, 1,400 men, and she was the first woman. Can you imagine going into the place where you work, which is the Stock Exchange, and being the only woman with over 1,400 men, right? So that in itself was super powerful, her story. And I really wanted our artwork to be up there on display outside her boardroom. I mean, it felt very symbolic, right? And, you know, CEOs, heads of state now walk down that hallway and see our artwork before they ring the bell, before they have their IPO. And then, you know, in the similar manner, you know, just looking at brands and companies that women and girls grow up with and that many women are aware of. And we thought about, okay, you know, on my vision board, I'm going to put it down there. I want to partner with Barbie. It might sound a little crazy. Our company was under a year old, right? When you go to an established brand like Barbie, that's part of Mattel, right? Some of the most iconic and well-known toy brands and IPs worldwide. But I thought, hey, you never know, right? The worst they could do is say, no, we don't want to partner with you. So I knew that I wanted to partner with Mattel and with Barbie and brands and institutions that are well known. And I thought perhaps that could get Web3 out there to more women and girls too.
I'd really like to come back to the Mattel and Barbie point, because I think that's really interesting from an IP point of view. But before that, tell me more about the continued trajectory of Boss Beauties. I think also because there was, I suppose, a lot of that external investment or spotlight on Web3 in sort of 2022, I suppose. What was 2023 like for Boss Beauties?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 2023 was very much a year where we were sitting down together as a team with our advisors and with our team and thinking about, what is the long-term goal of Boss Beauties? Where do we want to bring this, right? And our roots are in Web3. And I very much really believe in the technologies of Web3 and the future of Web3 in the long term. With that being said, thinking about what are the goals that we have for this company and the impact we want to make. And so with 2023, we really sat down and did a lot of strategy work and thought, what are our goals? Where do we want to go? What's the impact we want to make? So we did a lot of that behind the scenes work. You know how sometimes when you're building something, it could be your podcast, or it could be a nonprofit or an app, or it could writing a book, it could be anything. And I think there are moments where it's really important to sit down and do kind of that hard work. And maybe some of it's behind the scenes, but it's not out there in the open yet, right? But just doing that work to figure out where you really want to go. And I would say that was what 2023 was for us. And in addition to that, I know you and I were chatting before we went live a little bit about this, but we made the decision in 2023 as well to acquire BFF, which is a brand that I really had deeply admired and really admired the founders of BFF as well. So that was a huge move for us and really, really special move for us and an important decision too. And we're excited about that as well.
I was mentioning to you beforehand that this podcast has sort of been a bit of a BFF fan club, that I think lots of people have found it a really useful hub for learning about a lot of this stuff. I've been on the GMBFF newsletter for I don't know how long. And so yeah, now that comes from Boss Beauties, which I really like, and it's been super helpful because it always brings together a lot of Web3 related news, but also shows some of the women that are part of the community and some of the things they're achieving, and also sort of breaks down the jargon still, which I think is still so needed. Is it like quite often there'll be something in the newsletter that I'm like, I don't know what that is. And so I do end up clicking on it, reading about it. Yeah, it has been a really cool trajectory for you guys so far. And you've now obviously got your book coming out as well, which I think by the time this podcast comes out, your book will be out as well. Oh my God, there's a copy of it. Ah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
How are you feeling about it? What was the writing process like? How did it come together?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness. Well, I could not be more excited about the book coming out. You know, one of the reasons that I am so incredibly excited for this book to come out is because it's a very tangible way to get the story behind Web3 and digital collectibles and just what Web3 is out to women and girls all over the world in a way that is very relatable and tangible for them, right? I think one of the barriers at times of really getting kind of mass adoption of Web3 and getting more people into Web3 and to understand what Web3 is sometimes people are a little confused. They don't quite understand, well, wait, how do I own a digital asset? What is the blockchain? What is Web3, right? And this book is bringing our digital collectibles, our Boss Beauties artwork, it's bringing it out there into the physical world and a physical product that can reach women and girls of all ages, actually. So the book is a coffee table book that features our Boss Beauties artwork with really inspiring quotes and advice from incredible women in all industries. And then there's also parts of my story and some business advice, entrepreneurship advice kind of woven into the book. But it's very much something that women and girls of all ages could have on their desk, on their bookshelf, in their dorm room, you know, in a boardroom, right? From whether it's a dorm room to a boardroom, this book could be there for a woman or girl of all ages, right? So one of my favorite quotes in the book, use your voice even when it shakes. That quote could speak to someone like myself, who's an entrepreneur and has already raised venture capital, or, you know, I'm in a certain stage of my career. It could speak to you. It could speak to my nieces who are still in elementary school, even for my nieces who go in and maybe they have like a big presentation or a big book report, you know, in their elementary school, or they have a science test or something. I mean, these quotes and the advice and the wisdom can speak to women and girls of all ages. So I'm excited because it brings the Boss Beauties mission and our brand into households all over. And really, the backstory, when they read about it, they can see, oh, this artwork started as a digital collectible or an NFT, right? And even if it's in a small way or a simple way, it gets our space out there and teaches them a little bit about emerging technology.
And what's the full name of the book?
So the name of the book is Boss Beauty, Inspiration to Be Everything You Want.
I love it. Yeah, I hope we can get some copies together for our International Women's Day event in London. And I would also love to give it to other women in my life. So that's awesome. I also have to ask you about getting funding from Serena Ventures, just because I'm super intrigued. So that's Serena Williams' venture fund. So I think that was one of several investors that went in on it, right? Like, how did that come together? And like, did you get to meet or pitch Serena? Like, how did it all work?
So we raised our seed round of funding in the spring of 2022. We brought on really my dream investors. It was one of those pinch me moments. You know, I have to share this little story, because I think it is inspiring and it just reminds anyone who's listening, you know, to write down your dreams, write down your visions. In 2019, I actually wrote in my phone, in my notes, you know, the notes part of your phone, I wrote down dreams, bring on Serena Ventures, Serena Williams as an investor. I wrote something down like, you never know, Lisa. You never know if you don't try, right? Now, fast forward to 2022, that's when we brought on Serena Ventures and Female Founders Fund, as well as Offline Ventures, which is an incredible fund founded by Britt Morin and James Higa is one of our lead investors there. But, you know, I wrote that goal down in 2019, and fast forward about 3 years, I found myself pitching Serena and her incredible team at Serena Ventures. And I have to say, I was a little nervous, you know, but I got in there and really focused on our mission and really what we had also achieved as a business in under 6 months, and how we were really, you know, working to lead the way in Web3 and the mission that we had for the company. And, you know, they came on as one of our investors amongst some other incredible investors that we have on our cap table. But I think what I want your listeners and your community to walk away with is that little story about writing that in my notes on my phone, putting it down as a goal and thinking, you never know, right? At the time, I had no connections at all to Serena Ventures or any of the investors that we have on our cap table, but it's important to just dream really big and, you know, envision that, and things can come to fruition if you work really, really hard at it.
That's awesome. Yeah, honestly, so impressed. And it sounds like there's the other sort of common thread in some of your successes as yourself and as Boss Beauties is partly from you going and chasing down those opportunities. So, like, for example, with the New York Stock Exchange, I just assumed it would have been, in whatever sense, they maybe reached out to you to say, we really like your artwork, can we put it on the walls? But actually, quite often opportunities don't come together like that. You know, it had to be you saying, have you considered having a, you know, piece of digital artwork, you know, female founded, that kind of thing, and selling that into them, you know what I mean? Like selling that idea into them. And it's the same with things like award entries and things like that. Like sometimes when you read so-and-so has been nominated for an award, it's because that person or their team has put them forward for it. It's not necessarily information from kind of on high, like they've been selected by whatever media company as winning one of those awards. And so I think it's also really spelling out the importance of being proactive with this stuff. As you say, like, you know, even if your voice shakes, it's like going and doing the scary things, because yeah, people might say no, the company might say no, but like they also might say yes, and you have all these incredible opportunities off the back of it.
100%. I think if there was one thing that I'd want your community and your listeners to walk away with, it's exactly what you just said. You know, of course there are times people come to you and want to be on your podcast, or come to me and want to partner with us at Boss Beauties. But would you agree with this? Like, a lot of times it is more behind the scenes, you going out and going for your goals, right? Or reaching out to someone, putting yourself out there, not knowing if you're going to get rejected from that partnership or that person you want to bring on the podcast, or maybe get no response sometimes, right? So I think for sure, a lot of times we can see people that we look up to, you know, or admire, and we can see their story and think, oh, that happened overnight, or look at all the exciting things that are happening for them, or the glamorous things that are happening with their company or their career. But a lot of times, you know, we have to just put ourselves out there, go for it. There's a lot of rejection, a lot of no's. And maybe I love this quote, and I've heard it a lot from different people, where people say no might mean not right now, right? Not right now. Maybe that no will turn into a yes later, and you can't be afraid to go for it.
I really like that. And also, I don't think I'd approached you about being on the podcast, but you have been on my list for a really, really long time. I think I basically was scared of rejection, of like Lisa's too big, so I'm not going to pitch her about being on the podcast. I was really, really pleased when the Boss Beauties team got in touch. So really happy to have you on the podcast. And it also feels like clearly our missions have a lot in common. So, okay, now I want to come back to the Mattel point about you partner with Barbie. And actually, it makes a lot of sense in terms of, again, those sort of shared missions. It makes loads of sense that you would come together to inspire young women and girls. So what does that partnership look like? And I'd also love to understand a bit more of the IP side of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, I just want to say it's so lovely chatting with you. And I'm so glad that we're together here on this podcast. I feel like we need to have more chats in the future. I love it. So it's so amazing meeting you and getting to chat. But talking a little bit about the Mattel partnership and Barbie, you know, really we brought together the iconic Barbie IP, right? Barbiecore with the Boss Beauties. We brought Barbie and Boss Beauties together to launch our Barbie Boss Beauties digital collectibles. And really, you know, I heard so many stories about young girls getting their first digital collectible through this, moms getting them for their daughters. I mean, it was really, really special. It was one of those, I have to say, pinch me moments for me as someone that grew up playing with Barbie. You know, I have a picture of myself I've shown sometimes, even posted it on social media. It was like my 7-year-old self opening up a Barbie doll as a gift. And you can see the 7-year-old Lisa was very insecure. She was certainly not confident. I don't think I had the confidence then to start a company, but being able now as the founder of my own company and a CEO to be able to partner with Barbie was so incredibly special. And from, you know, that the business perspective, just being able to see the Boss Beauties brand, you know, up there with Barbie in this collaboration, seeing our IP with the Barbie IP together, and releasing a digital collectible, a product that brought our IP together, was really, really special for me. And just a pinch me moment. And being able to bring more women into this space, you know, we launched the Barbie Boss Beauties in a way that people could buy them with a credit card. You know, it was something where they could buy it on the Mattel Creations website, which is very easy, right? In comparison to going and setting up crypto and, you know, setting up your wallet from that perspective and buying Ethereum, right? This was so turnkey and something that we wanted to kind of lower that barrier to entry so that more people could own their first digital collectible as well.
I really like that. And I think that's actually still really necessary, having that kind of option, because Web3 is not still new, but in a way we are still early, and you do need to be able to sort of bridge that gap by things like not fully asking people to kind of change their behavior that much in order to access this new technology. So I think that was, yeah, a smart move. And so I was going to ask you about actually Web3 more broadly. So I know you talked about having your roots in Web3. It feels like Boss Beauties has evolved into also kind of a media/IP business and this kind of vehicle for inspiring the next generation, but doesn't always have to be Web3 centric. I think also because as we were sort of touching on, it's still sort of tricky to get people more broadly to care about that stuff. And actually the message of Boss Beauties is really important, and you don't have to understand Web3 to be able to kind of get the message around Boss Beauties. But what's your impression of, I guess, the shape of Web3? You know, we've had like the bear market. There feels like there's sort of some new optimism, whether it's in the market or about Web3 technologies. What's your impression, and maybe what are you excited about in terms of what's coming next?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with any new technology, it takes time to bring mass adoption. I mean, there's always going to be challenges, and even thinking about other, you know, technologies that came out and thinking about what happened then, and even thinking about cybersecurity or other things, you know, there's so many things to think about when a new technology comes out. So I think that the technology behind Web3 is something very much here to stay. And, you know, as we look to the future, you know, it's here for the long term, right? I definitely think things will change depending on what's best for consumers. Like even what you said earlier about going to where consumers are, right? How when we launched our Barbie Boss Beauties, we made it so that you could buy that digital collectible with a credit card. I think things like that will continue to happen in little ways, right? Just where things will adapt and change so that we can bring more people into this space. But I think the core behind it is here to stay. And I'm very optimistic and excited to see where it goes. And you know what I'm excited for as well is that we are all here in our own ways building it. Like not only are we building our companies, our communities through Boss Beauties, like I get to be an entrepreneur and build Boss Beauties, right? But I also get to be a part collectively with other incredible founders and content creators and community members, right? And holders, and build this together. Like we are building the future as a collective. And that is really, really exciting.
It's really powerful. And so I want to touch on really briefly, who are some of the women that are building in the space that you really admire? I think I know, I can probably bet some of the answers. Like I bet Randi Zuckerberg's got to be up there because she is like this, yeah, amazing, positive force in the Web3 space. And I've heard you speaking on her podcast. I can't remember when that was, but I hope she's up there on your inspo list.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I mean, with this question, you know what's funny? I could probably spend hours naming people just because this space really does feel so special to me in the community. And it feels a lot like a family especially with things that happen, right? We're all coming together. But I think, so I could probably name hundreds and hundreds of people that inspire me and I look up to for all different reasons, right? But because we only have a minute or two to talk through it, I will say definitely Randi, who is actually our Boss Beauties board member. She's on our board. She's a mentor, an advisor to us. And she's been really incredible to work with and get feedback from, advice, just work together as we build Boss Beauties. And then Debbie, who's also building Hug with Randi, you know, as her co-founder. Debbie really inspires me in just everything that she's doing. And Betty, of course. I mean, you know what? I really respect and admire the way Betty shares so openly, is just so confident in sharing her perspectives and, you know, opinions. And Betty, shout out to you. I mean, I love it. she always inspires me. But there's so many incredible women that I could list here and name. And I don't think we have enough time to do that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to link in the show notes to the episodes with Betty from Dev Pillars and Randi Zuckerberg, as I've interviewed them both. I was going to say last year, but it might have been longer ago for Randi, maybe even 2022. I feel like I'm already losing track of time, but maybe we sort of pick that up later. Is that like maybe for like International Women's Day, we put together a bit more of a kind of list of like, here are like 50 inspiring women you should be looking to hearing from, following, basically.
I would love to do that because then we're not as limited by time. I mean, there's so many people I could list and share that inspire me.
Okay, we're putting together an inspo list. Let's do it. Okay, I'm literally writing it on my to-do list now. Okay, so to close out, I always make sure that I get any guest on here because we have these amazing women building incredible businesses in the Web3 space. I think it's always really interesting to hear people's strategies, top tips for getting ahead, anything that's helped them to succeed in this space. Do you have anything you want to share?
There's always so many things I would share. I mean, I could write down lists of all these different strategies and things that I do. But I think the one piece of advice that I always love to give, it's crazy, but it always actually just comes back to this one thing, which is not giving up and just getting back up. I could share all these different strategies or books or things that I've read that come from like Harvard Business School or like, you know, to do this and have this method or this strategy. And there's so many great things out there that I read and things that I try to implement as I build Boss Beauties. But if I were to just say one thing, it always comes back to the fact that you're gonna fail, you're gonna fall down, you're gonna make mistakes, you're gonna be told no, you're gonna have failures, right? But getting back up again and trying again, that's the one thing that I always go back to just keep me going and keep me going towards these goals, right? In who we want to partner with or what are our dreams? How do we want to impact people through Boss Beauties? So that's the one thing that I always go back to.
I love that. And I'm also writing that one down. So lastly, Lisa, where can people find you?
With Boss Beauties, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter. I know we're setting up a TikTok account too, but look under Boss Beauties. That's our handle. And I'm sure you can share that, Lauren. Bossbeauties.com as well is where you can find us online. And then for me personally, Lisa Mayer on Instagram. And I need, my Twitter is Lisa C. Mayer. I wish I had the same handle.
I'm exactly the same. I've got a rogue underscore and I actually can't even remember whether that's on my Instagram or Twitter. This has been a super interesting conversation and will be nicely timed during Women's History Month. So I'm looking forward to coming out and sharing this with the Women of Web3 community. So thank you for your time.
Of course. I'm so grateful for your time, Lauren. I loved that we got to chat. And I forgot one. I wanted to mention my BFF too. Mm. We acquired BFF. You can find us at my BFF. Those are our handles for my BFF as well.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Like I say, we cover it regularly. So I think we've had it in my BFF in the show notes lots of times. Thank you again, Lisa.
Of course. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thanks for listening to the Women of Web3 podcast. I've been your host, Lauren Ingram. Please do give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps more women, more people find the show. Check out our website, womenofweb3.co, to come and join our talent collective and get your profile seen by potential Web3 employers, or you can choose to be anonymous if you prefer. If you're a company that's looking to understand Web3 better, or you want to support women in this space, do get in touch with us on our website. And if you've got any questions, any comments, tweet us at womenofweb3co or find us on LinkedIn, and we'll see you next Tuesday morning.